The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's a pleasure to have some fun today with Tim Young. You can find him at Tim Runs His Mouth on X, formerly known as Twitter. How long are we going to have to say that? He's got close to a million followers there. He is an author, a comedian, a commentator, a regular barrel of laughs. And he's going to join us to talk about some of the most hysterically stupid political takes we've heard in a long time. Stick around.
Welcome to the Michelle Tafoya Podcast.
Tim Young, welcome back. You can find him at Tim Runs His Mouth on X. And you've been running it a lot, and so many people enjoy it. You've got close to a million followers. What is the key to your success on Twitter, Tim?
I have no X. Idea. I don't know what the name of the thing is anymore either, honestly. I know. And are we supposed to say tweet or post? Are we supposed to be post now? We get generic,
I don't know. Because you do you X on X? What do you do on it? Yeah, you post. I don't know. And I wonder how long this is going to take to kind of like fully adapt to this new name, X.
I started to give in mainly because the head of the platform retweets me now. And so I'm fine, I'll call it the.
Yeah. When Elon retweets you, you have arrived. Well, I've been retweeting you a lot, too, because I just find it so entertaining. So I thought I'd pick four of my favorites and we'd just sort of go through them. So that's what I've done.
Okay. Sure.
And the first one that I love, let's see what the date is. Not that it really matters what the date is.
I won't remember. Spoiler alert. I don't know what I post on the internet most of the time. And I'm stone sober now. I have over the past year, I've been engaged for over a year now. And we're going to figure out when we're going to get married here eventually. It's not nothing wrong. We're just like taking our sweet time. Things are going well. But I gained like 30 pounds, and so I'm not drinking anymore. So I'm very fully aware of everything I put on the internet now. Not that I wasn't before, but now I'm extra aware.
That is commendable, to say the very least. Well, this one says the left wants to change the terms illegal immigrant to newcomer and pedophile to minor attracted person. Don't ever let them cover for crimes with words. I love this because A, it's so true. The language changing that we've seen from the left is insidious and gross to me. But that notion of now we're calling illegal immigrants newcomers, what do you think that actually achieves for them?
It helps them get those voters quicker. I mean, I think that's the whole thing is we don't want to call them. Well, number one, we've already given up if we're calling them illegal immigrants. I got yelled at the other day for putting that on there, or migrants. It's illegal aliens. They changed the terminology to make it seem more socially acceptable. And so the whole concept of newcomer now, and you saw Merrick Garland the other day at a funeral saying that he wants to get rid of voter ID laws altogether because he says that they're racist, which is unbelievably racist in itself to say, is to make sure that these people are new Americans. And we can start to gerrymander districts by plopping them into different places and getting them in the census and also getting them to vote. I mean, that's the whole concept, is to forget that they came here totally illegally.
So do you really think that that's, isn't that kind of like the great replacement theory?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to believe the stuff when it first comes out. Obviously, like, look, you and I both have a background in legitimate journalism and, lefty journalism, or what the mainstream would call journalism. I shouldn't say legitimate journalism, but there are people on our side that aren't legitimate and grift. Right. But so when you hear the great replacement theory and a lot of these conspiracy theories, when they first come out, you look at it and you go like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Right. This is just some crazy thing. You know, next, you know, it'll be the what is it, like gay frogs or whatever they are, all the crazy things that happen. But this stuff is real. And it's coming true to the point that I'm like, okay, maybe I should go back to like, you know, old cable access shows I used to blow by and pay attention to what they were saying and see what's happening now.
Well, the other scary thing about this surge at the border, and I think surge is now an understatement. It feels like a tsunami, frankly. And maybe that's because I've been watching too closely. I don't know. But we're talking about potentially 8 million new immigrants over the last 5 years. And many of them are dangerous people. And many of them are coming from China. They're not, you can't have that many people with asylum claims, can you?
No. And the thing is, with asylum, you're supposed to go to the next safest country. So if you're able to cross an ocean, like, you're not seeking asylum. You're just trying to get to America.
Yeah.
And also, Mexico, not that bad of a place. I know that they have a cartel problem and organized crime problem. But if you're seeking asylum, you should be able to stop in Mexico, too. There's no reason for that. But I saw an article, I think it was on Newsmax, and they were talking about this migrant who was a, sorry, illegal alien that I can't even do it. See, I'm caught in the word game here. But there was a guy who went to New York, and he was complaining about his conditions in New York, and they glossed over the fact that he's from Mauritania, like, what was it, West Africa? So, like, I mean, again, how are you getting here from West Africa and then illegally crossing the border? Like, they're flying them into, I guess, Mexico or just below Mexico, and then having them walk up. There is definitely this is organized, this is planned. You don't just get here and then randomly walk across the border. I mean, the least you could do is, like, fly into the country. So this is this is an attack on America. This is an actual invasion when you really take a look at just the basic facts that we overlook every day.
Well, one of the basic facts that people like to overlook is in the form of video. Like, we have pictures of Chinese families, Chinese nationals, Chinese, mostly older people. I don't see many Chinese children, but they're crossing right into San Diego with full-on roller bags. Now, you didn't walk across South America and up and through Mexico with a roller bag, right? So you likely flew into somewhere in Mexico and took a bus to the border and then just crossed where there was an opening in the fence. And I don't understand how people expect us to believe that this is all just okay.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yeah, no, I don't either. And I don't know how people can be so willfully ignorant to this at this point.
I don't know.
Maybe because someone close to them hasn't been, you know, violently murdered or raped or whatever by one of these people at this point, because it's becoming more and more common. The drugs, the violent crimes, everything that they're doing, more and more common. We were warned about this by some guy who used to wear a red hat, and he said they weren't sending their best. And we were told that was racist at that point. Now the facts are literally there.
Yeah, it seems to be fleshing out in that way. The other term you pointed to was minor attracted person, map for a pedophile. Like, somehow we're now seeing that pedophilia isn't, you know, this isn't bad. It's just that some people just are attracted to minors, and we've got to be sensitive to those people. I don't know. I don't know how we got there, and I'm not sure who's behind this and how this has gotten such a platform that we are now using, or some people are using this term, maps.
Well, I again, to go back to the conspiracy theory stuff, that, like, the great replacement theory that just a couple of years ago I would have been like, come on now.
Yeah.
You know, pedophile rings. You take a look at how they covered for Jeffrey Epstein. This goes much deeper than what I think we all want to or can mentally process. And so that's why they're trying to change the term so that they can make it mainstream and make it okay that's happening. And so, you know, it's just so disgusting. I had somebody say that, like, no, the left isn't trying to change this. I can literally, if you Google minor attracted person, like, there are studies from the University of California, Rutgers, that are positive leaning towards them. They're like, that doesn't mean that they're pedophiles. They just like children. It's disgusting. And then you see, like, Snopes, they're fact-checking. Just basically using that term, the map term, just like it's a common term. They're like, the fact check was whether or not that they had, like, a stripe or colors in the trans LGBT flag. And they were like, no, they don't. But, you know, they literally just started, do minor attracted people have colors in the flag? This is just, the left has adopted this term already, and they're going to try to force it on society. And it's up for us to push back against it.
That's the thing. And the courage in this country and the willingness to speak up and stand up against things that you think are wrong is really been, it's been diminished by all the name calling out there. That kind of leads us into this other thing that you posted, and it was a retweet of a couple of congresspeople, Jamal Bowman and Rashida Tlaib, chanting Free Palestine, and they're smiling and laughing in front of the big group on this video. And you wrote, I expect nothing less from the Hamas caucus. I also remember when Jamal Bowman pulled the fire alarm and claimed he thought that was how the door worked. One of the most absurd, ridiculous, again, proven with pictures, moving pictures, video, digital, whatever you want to call it. We saw him do this and he barely got a slap on the wrist. And now this group is, you know, chanting on behalf of Hamas.
Free, free, Palestine.
Free, free,
Palestine.
Free, free,
Palestine.
Free, free,
Palestine.
Free, free.
And again, I don't know how these people get elected. How do they get elected?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, that's you just asked the million-dollar question. I don't know how Ilhan Omar gets elected because I know her own community doesn't like her there. Maybe they cheat. I don't know where, like Rashida Tlaib, I don't know who supports her. Have you ever seen a Rashida Tlaib supporter other than those Hamas people behind her in that video? Again, and Jamal Bowman with the door, remember he was like a middle school principal or something like that at one point? And he doesn't know how a fire alarm works or how doors work? Come on now. But no, you know, I look at this stuff and it's bad enough from the left, but I didn't realize how terrible we have an anti-Semite problem on the right, too. I mean, there are a lot of people who hate Israel and hate Jewish people, and they all came out of the woodwork once Hamas attacked and all of the awful stuff broke loose in the Gaza Strip. And so, you know, it just I'm just disappointed by all of it. You know, Israel is one of our longest standing and our best allies.
Yeah.
And when you have people on the left, it's so rare now, you know, and I comment on this all the time. John Fetterman stands up for Israel all the time and says, hey, that's one of our allies. Why aren't we standing up for them? And it's almost like he's forgetting what side he's on because you expect everybody on the left to automatically hate Israel.
Yeah.
And then there's just a good chunk. Anytime I put up any kind of support for Israel, I lose followers. And I lost, I think, 15,000 followers, I want to say, on Instagram when I put up support for Israel when the attacks originally happened, which is unbelievable to me. These are conservatives who follow me for a while that just, I don't know if it's, again, conspiracy. I don't know what all is happening here. But, man, there is just this strong anti-Semitic vibe from both sides. It's more general and widespread on the left. I can't believe a Jewish person would ever vote for a Democrat again. But then where do you go when you see these, like, I wouldn't say mainstream voices, but larger voices on the right on social media who also hate Israel and Jewish people. It's unbelievable to me where we are as a society and that we can turn our backs so easily on such a major group of people, not only in America, but one of our greatest allies.
It's confounding to me. I've tried to read up on history and understand this. And one of the things that I read about, which does make a little bit of sense to me, a lot of the people who hate Israel also hate America. And I'm talking about Americans who it's the self-loathing. It's the disgust with success. It's the disgust with wanting to achieve and excel. There is so much excellence in Israel in every industry, particularly in the tech industries. And there's a commitment in Israel to defending their country. It is such a deep commitment that is shared by, you know, basically everyone there serves time in the military.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if it's some sort of weird envy or that guilt of why do they have it so good and we don't? Well, what did you do in Palestine? You put Hamas in power. So
yeah.
This one is baffling to me as well.
Yeah, I don't get it. And I think anybody did. You spent time in New York, obviously, right?
Yeah, plenty.
So did you ever do B&H Photo? Where would we be without B&H Photo?
Exactly. And photos are so important. And here's one of my favorites of your tweets. 1990s comedy, Jim Carrey wearing a bikini top. 2020's reality, Leah Thomas competing and winning an NCAA championship.
Yeah.
Honestly, Tim, I can't believe we're still having this discussion on any kind of level at all. That J.K. Rowling has been, you know, just absolutely crucified for her stance on trans women interfering in biological women's spaces, for men transitioning and then jumping in the pool or the boxing ring or mountain climbing or anywhere else against biological women. I hate to get this deep, but I just want to go up to these trans women, again, biological men transition, and say, gosh, what do you do when it's that time of the month? That's what I want to ask them, because they'll never have an answer. They'll never go through it. And that's one very big distinguishing feature.
Well, the other big distinguishing feature, you know, there's been a lot of these videos of these military people going out talking about their pronouns, these guys who claim to have transitioned. And for me, if you're going to pretend to be a woman, at least put some effort in, you know. And a lot of these guys just grew their hair long and they were just like, I'm a woman now. Like, I mean, for real, like if I ever get in trouble for anything, I'm claiming to be a trans woman, because who can tell me otherwise? Like, there's just no, again, like you have prisoners who are, you know, this, you have female prisoners getting pregnant in female prisons, because you have male prisoners who are smarter than the leftists in this country and go like, hey, I want to go meet some ladies while I'm, you know, serving life.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to claim to be a woman now and just go hang out, you know, just wander through the fields there over in the other jail. I mean, again, this is so stupid and I can't believe it's still going on.
I can't either.
You know, I'm glad that there are people like, you know, Riley Gaines that are out there. God bless her. Man,
yes.
You want to talk about a career. Like, imagine, like, no offense to Riley Gaines, what was she going to do before Leah Thomas beat her? It might be the best thing that's ever happened to her, honestly. I mean, was she going to go, like, coach, like, elementary school swimming or something like that? And now
she
she's
was
like,
actually going to go to dental school.
Awful. Awful. And now she gets paid to change the world in a positive way. God bless her, making more money than she ever would seeing rotten, pulling rotten teeth out of somebody's mouth. I mean, great for her.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Hey, by the way, while we're talking sports, listen, I'm going to flip this on you, Michelle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because I can't get enough of this. I went down this rabbit hole before the Super Bowl. I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Is the NFL rigged?
No.
Okay.
Did you want to know how do I know?
Because the guys are too stupid to carry on a rigged game?
No, I think there are just too many traps. And the thing is too valuable to even take that risk. No, it is not rigged. I know there are moments where people think, oh, that call by the ref, or how did this get? No, it's it all washes out and the most talented team tends to win. So
I kind of figured that, but it was so much fun watching all that. He's talking about going down the rabbit hole of conspiracy videos before the Super Bowl, when they had the video of like the colors predict the teams. And then you see all these like goofy referees getting in the way of plays and stuff like that. And it's just kind of like, okay. There's enough there that like a normal person would be like, but I figured that it would be too big of a conspiracy. Like everyone would have to be in on it. And
everyone would have to be in on it. And the one person who tripped up would probably be murdered. So, you know, I don't think it's worth the risk. So anyway, that one kind of makes me laugh, but believe me, I understand from the fans' perspective how they see sometimes and they go, what the, you know.
Well, people are extra angry and they want to blame things now that they're losing money on their, now that everyone can bet on these games.
That's a great point. Would you bet on getting rid of voter ID? What do you think is going to happen? So here's one of your, this will be our last one, Tim. The leftists who want to get rid of voter ID were the same people who wanted you to show vaccine cards to do everything in society. Right. You've got it. Not only do you have to get the vaccine, you have to go somewhere to get the vaccine. You have to prove that you have the vaccine and you have to show me your papers with the vaccine. I remember in New York, it was absolutely nuts, crazy showing that vaccine card just to get into a restaurant. But a voter ID is racist and it disenfranchises poor people. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, apparently people aren't smart enough to get a voter ID. I mean, everybody has an ID. You have to have an ID just to survive in society to get anything. I mean, for all the people who they say are too poor, you have to have an ID to get welfare, too. But I love that comparison video. By the way, before I go any further, that was a hell of a seamless segue there. You are a pro. When you went from bet to bet and you this is... Have you? I watch bad conservative television all the time. You are not bad conservative television.
Oh,
and I don't know what network needs to like see your podcast to pick you up. I'm getting picked up finally by somebody. Somebody needs to pick you up.
Who's picking you up, Tim? Promote what's happening. What is happening?
Did you infuriate somebody? I know how to burn bridges. You don't seem like a bridge burner.
Well, you never know. Who picked you up? I want to know what's going on.
So I'm in negotiation now to do Salem. I'm going to probably do it looks like we're going to get the late night segment with Salem News and on top of everything else that I do. And it's going to be pretty fun. I mean, I get to, you know, I don't know how much I'm allowed to swear in here, but I get to crap talk for a living. And that's what we're going to do. And I hope to have you on to talk about, you know, I'm going to keep poking at you every week and ask you if the NFL's rigged until we get the right answer.
I'd be happy to discuss anything with you, Tim. That's fabulous. Congratulations. You certainly earned it. Your following is just massive and includes Elon Musk. So, you know, yada, yada.
And look, all of that, like, I mean, come on. What did I make over the last 2 weeks in ads? $300 or something on that platform. So, you know, it doesn't add up to much. You know, it gets me on your podcast, which is the biggest thing that I've gotten out of the entire thing. But
thanks for that.
No, seriously. I love you. To be honest with you, I wish, now I sound like Joe Biden when he goes like, no, for real. No, I just wish that there were more legitimate people like you that were doing this and around. There are very few, and there are so many grifters on the right that get pushes and get seen everywhere. And here you are, a legitimate media person. I hate to go back to that, but that's what it was. I was a young member chair at the National Press Club for 2 years and a couple of years ago, right? I represented all media under 35. You're a good person who knows what they're doing. And you've, you know, come over to right-leaning media and, you know, highlighted so many good things. And you should be highlighted amongst the fray of nonsense that's out there. And I just think there needs to be more quality control, and you would, I'd put you to the top of all of the broadcasting things. Again, like I watch, the fiance and I watch what we like to call bad conservative TV at night, and there's just a lot of garbage that gets promoted and gets money thrown at it, and I think we just need to do better on our side.
Oh, well, you know what? You've just given me my promotional clip for the day, you know, saying all those nice things about me. I'm just going to churn that out. Multiple times, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the check for that, by the way.
Wanted to help you out with the wedding costs, help defray that, whatever they end up being. So you don't know yet the wedding date?
No, okay. Because here's the deal. Between my work schedule and her work schedule, this is an excuse, by the way, because we go on vacations all the time. But between our two work schedules, like we're doing real well. She runs a social media company. I do all the talking, and we are constantly busy, and like, I mean, like our days, 12 to 14 hour days. And so we love it. We're going to buy a house. You know, we're going to move to the country. We're gonna have a great time. We just have to find time to throw the party. I guess we're living in sin until further notice, but we can go to a courthouse and get the paperwork done.
You could do that and then just throw a party later, but I don't consider it living in sin. I did the same thing. So therefore I say you're okay. I give you my blessing.
Look, watch for lightning. No, really, we're not going anywhere, and I love her and she loves me, I think. And it works out real well.
I am really happy for all your success. We'll look for you on that Salem late night show. That's fantastic. And keep tweeting, posting, Xing up a storm, and we will continue to repost you.
Thanks for having me. And please keep doing what you're doing. And shame on all those other networks. You know what it is? They probably think you're too expensive. I mean, you only need, what, $3 million a year? I don't think it's a lot.
You know, I might even go for $2.9 million. So there you go.
It's fine. That's fine.
Anyone can handle that.
It's up there where I am. I mean, like, I'm only like $15 an hour is what I work for.
That's minimum wage in some places, but not in California unless you work for Panera. Oh, actually, it's 20 if you work for Panera. So there you go.
Don't tell SAG I work for that cheap.
I won't. I will not say a word. He is Tim Young. You can find him at Tim Runs His Mouth. And it takes he's a good dude. That's why I like him, too. He's brave. He does good stuff. So he follows my little instruction sentence of be brave and do good. And Tim, we will see you again, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm anytime you need a fill-in guest when your good guests cancel, I'm available.
Yeah, sounds like you've got a loose and open schedule. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Maybe.
Continued success, friend, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.